And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, along with Chris Loffrey, filling in for Lori Walsh today. SDP Radio has invited all of the candidates for the South Dakota Legislature this year to join us for Meet the Candidate, and today we'll meet one more. Greg Baldwin is a Libertarian out of District 17, which consists of Clay and Turner counties. Greg Baldwin is running for the State House of Representatives, and Greg, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you today. Let's first start out with that question we all don't like when we go to a job interview. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background, Greg?
Well, for the last 12 years, I've been involved in manufacturing down in Yankton, South Dakota. Most recently, I was a welder for the last 8 years, and I moved up to night shift supervisor of a small company there. I took some time off over the summer to focus on the campaign and do some campaigning and some fairs and things like that. I'm currently going to school right now at Southeast Tech, taking some classes up there.
But
that's what I've been up to.
You bet. So you're a very serious candidate. And one of the focal points of your campaign is that you are pro-medical and recreational cannabis. Tell me a little more about that.
Right. So I think, the dominoes are falling right now. There's 30 states that have good medical programs. There's actually, it kind of surprised me, there's actually only four states that don't have some sort of a medical program. But a lot of those that are of the 20 are still very restrictive. I'm for everything, the medical aspect. These children need it. The legislature, the lobbyists, they're giving it over to the pharmaceutical companies to come up with synthetic forms of it, and when the all natural forms of it are working right now, and really they're pennies on the dollar versus the pharmaceutical ones that they're coming out with. Agriculturally, we're a big agricultural state. Our farmers who are hurting right now because of the tariff situation. This is a whole new revenue stream for them. Growing industrial hemp, there's thousands of uses for it. Recreationally, too, I mean, I'm probably one of the very few candidates that's going to come out and say that I am for that also. I looked this up this morning. Colorado, between January and August, generated $177 million in tax revenue. Just off of that, $177 million. And so, like, when South Dakotans are faced with all these issues about how do we fund, this and that, and how do we pay for schools, and how do we pay our teachers, and there's just a huge, huge revenue stream that we're missing out on, and we're wasting money enforcing these laws, when we could actually be making money off of it. So that's just my opinion on medical and recreational and agricultural for the farmers, industrial hemp. I'm sure there's ways it can even be tied into our ethanol industry in South Dakota.
And for the longest time, this issue was taboo, especially in places like South Dakota. But now we've had multiple candidates for the legislature open at least to medical use, and even a current candidate for Congress in George Hendrickson, who has spoken out in favor of at least medical use as well. So you seem to think the time is right for something like this.
Oh, yeah, it is. I think probably one of the, and no disrespect to anybody else in the race, but I'm 37 years old. I'm the youngest candidate in my race. I don't exactly know how old the people I'm running against are, but let's just say there's a 20-30 year gap here. And so do they, represent the feelings of the public today? I don't know. The voters will decide that, but it's an issue I think needs to be discussed more. And I think a lot of even people that support medical, they want to do it behind closed doors. And behind closed doors, they're like, I don't have anything against giving medicine to children. Well, who would? But we need leaders on the issue. We need people that are going to stand up and be vocal about the issue. We need movement on the issue. North Dakota is voting this fall for recreational. And if that passes, that's on South Dakota's doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
So here we want to keep spending money on enforcement of the law, and we want to keep throwing people in jail over the issue and wasting taxpayer money on that instead of gaining money on that. Well, if that's at our doorstep, how do you not say the battle's lost, because you've always been fighting a losing battle, but I don't know how much more obvious it can get. And, you know, I really hope that the people this session really, you know, the legislature takes this issue up and does something about it. We can't even pass an industrial hemp bill in the legislature, and industrial hemp is a no-brainer. It was the same with CBD. It's been in the headlines the last few days, you know, or the last few weeks about CBD. Well, those are non-psychoactive substances. You cannot get high on those substances. So why are we even pretending that they're, you know, need to be outlawed? And why are we making it harder for children to get their medicine? And why are we making it harder for farmers to make money? And, you know, a lot of other states right now are legalizing the industrial hemp. In fact, the federal government is possibly going to do something about that very soon. So I think the tide's changing. It couldn't come fast enough, in my opinion, but that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Greg Baldwin is our guest right now, a Libertarian candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 17. Let's switch gears a little bit here, Greg. You touched on cannabis as a possible way to aid in South Dakota's economy, perhaps with taxes. What about economic development in South Dakota? What are your thoughts on that? You seem to think we're doing a pretty good job right now.
I do. I think South Dakota's always, and coming from an industrial and a manufacturing background, I saw it a lot. You know, in 2009, I was actually subject to a layoff and during, you know, that rough patch of the economy. But manufacturing's huge in South Dakota. I mean, I haven't been involved in agriculture, but I know that's huge. But from a manufacturing standpoint, I mean, even in Yankton right now, I mean, there's every job in town is hiring. The wages are going up. They go up every year when the economy's doing good like that. So I think things are doing pretty good in South Dakota. I don't know how much I can pick on a lot of things that the legislature does, but I think economically speaking, they do pretty well. They keep taxes low. We have a balanced budget. I think South Dakota is a pretty good place.
One thing you would like to take on, though, is the issue of personal freedom. What are some of the issues you have regarding personal freedom here in South Dakota?
Well, as libertarians, you know, I don't want to delve too far into it, but we're not real big on the whole victimless crime scenario. And so I'd like to spend our resources going after and, you know, spend our law enforcement time and money, you know, really going after crimes with victims and not so much on, you know, victimless crimes. Marijuana obviously plays a key role into that, because that, again, I feel like that's just a waste of resources on that issue. But I'm a big believer in personal freedom, individual rights. South Dakota, you know, every year we hear about bathroom bills and things like that. And every time the legislature meets, I personally feel like it's just infringing more and more on our rights. It's just government can't give somebody something without taking something away from somebody else. And if I were elected, I would try to, only pass laws that protect individual rights, not ones that encroach on individual rights, things of that nature.
Do you think it's an issue of needing less government or instead of more government, or vice versa?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an issue of needing less government. I think by its very nature, every time the legislature meets, you're in a sense growing government. And so if I were to characterize myself, you know, I'm that roadblock to try to stop some of that. And, you know, if a law makes sense and it has a purpose, you know, but government, in a sense, just picks winners and losers. And every time they write a law, there's somebody that's benefiting and there's somebody that's inadvertently and by intent or not, but they're harmed by that law.
Yeah. Are there any other issues you'd like to discuss while we have a moment here?
I just, I'm pro, you know, I'm pro property rights. I love small business. I worked for a small business for 8 years. I understand what people go through. I'm a property tax, you know, payer. I've raised a family. I understand the struggles. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a politician. I hope that, I think people are ready for change. I think people are tired of politicians. I mean, you can look at who's in the White House and say, well, that's probably a reflection of people who are tired of the same old, same old. And so I'm offering, I think, a different opinion, a different view. If people would like to see that, then you know to vote Libertarian.
Yeah. Once again, Greg Baldwin is a Libertarian from District 17 running for the State House of Representatives. More information, facebook.com/Baldwin4StateHouse, and that's the number four. Any other social media, Greg?
I am on Twitter. Okay. But geez, it gave me a weird number, so I couldn't tell you exactly my username on that one. I don't use it too often, but our candidate for governor is on Twitter, and so I communicate with him. And I'm actually the secretary of the Libertarian Party, so I try to keep in contact with all of our candidates. And we're real excited about this election. We got a lot of great candidates, a lot of good people running for office. And if, you know, I think people in South Dakota are ready for something different.